Hi there. How can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm just curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how it might help someone like me? I'm interested in how natural and flexible your conversations can be.
Hey, Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. Everything's going great here. Thanks for asking. But, I think you might have me mixed up with someone else. I'm Dasha, your friendly AI assistant. Still, I'm all ears. How can I help you today? Maybe I can tell you about our voice AI capabilities.
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Oh, Mary, that rings a bell. Vector Solutions sounds familiar, but I don't have all the details on your partnership. Could you tell me a bit more about what you do with them? I'm really curious how Dasha's voice AI is making a difference for companies like yours.
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha.ai's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious. In your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up about the audio. No worries, I'm hanging in there. Lead generation and revenue growth, huh? Well, many businesses struggle with reaching prospects in a way that feels natural and engaging without sounding robotic or pushy. I bet your AI can help make those conversations smoother and more effective, right? How exactly does your system handle that human touch?
Tell me more about how you've been trying to reach prospects and what's been tricky about it.
Sure thing. Well, many teams rely on cold calls or generic emails, which often get ignored or feel impersonal. The tricky part is making each interaction feel tailored and genuine without spending tons of time on every lead. That's where I imagine your AI shines, creating natural, personalized conversations at scale. Does your platform adapt its tone or style based on the prospect?
Now I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now, and you used our service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
I love a good vision exercise. 12 months from now, I'd imagine your AI is seamlessly handling a huge volume of lead calls, each one feeling genuinely human and engaging. Conversion rates would be up, sales teams would be freed up to focus on closing deals, and overall revenue would be noticeably higher. Plus, the data insights from those conversations would help fine-tune strategies even more. Sounds like a win-win, right? What kind of support do you offer to make sure clients get there?
What do you mean by support? Why is that important to you?
Great question. By support, I mean the ongoing help clients get to optimize their AI conversations, troubleshoot any issues, and adapt the system as their needs evolve. It's important because even the best tech needs a human touch to keep it running smoothly and aligned with business goals. Plus, having a responsive team means less downtime and more confidence in the solution. How does your client success team typically work with customers after onboarding?
Tell me more about how your client success team works with customers after onboarding.
I wish I could give you the full scoop on your client success team, but since I'm your friendly AI assistant, I don't have direct access to those internal details. However, I can tell you that a great client success team usually stays proactive, checking in regularly, offering training, and helping tweak the AI to get the best results. If you want, I can suggest you reach out to your client success team directly at support@dasha.ai for the most accurate info. How does that sound?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Right now, a big challenge for many businesses is balancing personalization with scale, reaching lots of leads without sounding like a robot. Also, integrating AI smoothly into existing workflows can be tricky. I'm guessing your platform helps tackle those issues. What makes your solution stand out in handling these constraints?
What are all the ways balancing personalization and scale and integration challenges are affecting the business right now?
Great follow-up. Balancing personalization and scale can lead to missed opportunities if messages feel too generic or robotic, turning prospects away. Integration challenges might slow down workflows, causing delays or data silos that hurt decision-making. Together, these issues can reduce lead conversion and frustrate sales teams. Your AI sounds like it could really smooth those bumps. How do you approach solving them?
Can you go a bit deeper on how those issues are reducing lead conversion and frustrating your sales teams?
Absolutely. When messages lack personalization, prospects often tune out or hang up, so fewer leads turn into real opportunities. Sales teams get frustrated because they spend time chasing cold or uninterested contacts instead of focusing on warm, engaged prospects. Integration hiccups can mean lost or delayed data, making it harder to prioritize leads effectively. It's like trying to run a race with your shoelaces tied. Frustrating and inefficient. Does your AI help untie those laces?